Yes, people, welcome back to episode number 8 of the Vendetta Cast with myself, Digger Bruckshot, aka Adam Fisher on Facebook, June 13th, 2020. Everyone's outside again. Everyone's moving about. This week on the podcast, we have the legendary, the Don, DJ SS. Yeah, so we got the big homie, DJ SS, aka Leroy Small, on the podcast this week. So I'm looking forward to having a conversation with him. Once again, this episode brought to you by Uncommon Being. Go to uncommonbeing.com and use the code VendettaCast, or not VendettaCast, sorry, Vendetta all caps, and get 15% off your order. Now, do it. All dope, like drum and bass related gear. I ended up getting a haircut. Yes, I did. I got a haircut. I haven't had one in 3 months. I got one for my son as well. It was like old school, like when the doctor used to come to your house and shit with the little brown bag, like in the movies. So I had my barber come to the house. And we did the underground haircut flex. So I feel like a brand new man. Brand new man. I used to go to a barber in Brooklyn. Across from some diner there in Williamsburg. I forget the fucking name of it. The guy's name was Jack. A barbershop there. And that's what he would say every time he cut your hair. Brand new man. Little short Russian dude. He was fucking hilarious. Yes. What else? You guys check out the Andy C live stream. I only caught like the last 20 minutes of it or something, but seemed pretty standard Andy. Standard C. Speaking of drum and bass, J Magic has a new album out. I don't know where it's... I have no idea. It's on Infrared. So I guess it's on Beatport and shit. I have no idea. Excuse me. I got a whole new setup here now, man. Oh, shit. Sorry, I just bumped into it. I got a new desk. Got the arm for the mic. I don't have a shock mount. And I just hit the mic again. Sorry about that. I don't have a shock mount, so I got to work on that one. But bit by bit, piece by piece, hoping to incorporate video at some point and have some video content as well. But yeah, sticking on the music shit. Burner Brothers just put out a new mix from their live stream with the for the SD Union thing. Our tune is actually on that mix. The tune I did with them that's coming out on their album whenever they decide to release the Kraken on that one. Yeah. So yeah, that's what's good, man. What else? What else is new? Haven't been paying attention much to the news, except for the Seattle thing, which is like, what the fuck is happening, man? I just saw on the news now, it's called Chaz. That's what it's called. So... what did they do? They broke into City Hall and did what? Just sat at the desks and shit? Went through the files? I don't get it. What's the end game there? Excuse me. And the best part is, they're defending it with guns, but these are the people that say they don't want guns. And you have to show ID to get in. And all these like restrictions. It's just hilarious. I don't know. What do you intend to do with that property then? It's wild. I heard there's also like a guy who's like basically like the warlord there. I don't know. That's what I heard. I don't know if that's true or not. Yeah, I just don't understand what the what the result is supposed to be there, man. But whatever, dude. That's the mayor, I guess. The mayor's letting that shit happen over there. I don't know. The mayor. I got a new run of the Jungle Owes You Nothing tees coming in. I know I had a couple people asking me about them. I have a new run coming in from Hive Syndicate once again, so shout out to them. I'm doing black, powder blue, and pink. So I think I'm just going to do it like a Venmo flex. If you want one, just Venmo me some money. And I'll send it free ship. Like, you don't have to pay for shipping. I'll just pay for the shipping. But I haven't decided what I would charge or anything. But yeah, once I get those in, I'll be looking to do that. So they should come out dope, hopefully. The other ones came out pretty dope. So yeah, shout out to Hive Syndicate once again. They're always on the case. I actually was fucking around with doing some snapbacks as well, but for what? I don't know. I'm just fucking around. So yeah. What else is new? Did you guys like Nancy Pelosi in her African garb with Chuck Schumer? I mean, talk about a photo op. Like, I know that people were blasting Trump for that Bible shit, and rightly so, because it made no fucking sense what the fuck he was doing. That was so weird, man. Just holding the Bible up like that. Okay, bro. And I was listening to somebody else's, I was listening to another podcast today, actually, and it made perfect sense. He did that because, I mean, maybe this has already been talked about, I don't know. It just popped up in my brain. But the night before that, everyone was busting his balls about him being in the bunker. So the next day, he wakes up and he's like, oh, I got to show these motherfuckers now that I'm not scared. So he walks across wherever the fuck he walked. Just walks out there to act like, see, I don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? Didn't they like tear gas people or some shit too, I heard, before he even walked through? I don't know, dude. Anyway, so my point is, he does that, which is ridiculous. And then in come fucking Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer wearing the fucking African traditional shit. When literally a week ago, Joe Biden was telling people they ain't black. I mean, what the fuck are we doing? It's fucking... Oh, shit. Sorry. It's fucking theater, man. I'm just getting used to my new surroundings. So I apologize for the dings and bumps. Yeah. Some people are saying that they would vote for The Rock. Now, I know that, like, people were talking about this shit a couple years ago. But I don't feel like The Rock has ever really shown any interest in it. It's just like something people talk about. Excuse me. I'd be interested to see what he has to say, though. What kind of ideas he would have. I'd be open to it. He's a motivated, successful guy. So, and probably way more, I mean, obviously way more dignified than than Trump. So, you know, sometimes you need the proper package to sell it, man. Trump's not the proper package. So, you know, Obama sold that shit. And as much as, like, I didn't fuck with Obama's policies and shit, I knew he was a good statesman. Like, he was a good representation. And he handled himself well. And, like, he was a good face. He was a good brand. And Trump is just, like, not. To say the fucking least, man. Yeah. What a fucking shit show. And then the World Health Organization is coming out saying that asymptomatic people spreading it is extremely rare. So that completely negates why we did all this shit. That simple statement right there. That says it all. So we just locked down and made everybody lose their shit and their businesses and all that shit for no reason. And you just admitted it. Excuse me. I'm a little tired, y'all. Been working hard out here trying to get these cheese. One thing that needs to chill the fuck out, man. There's a lot of white people calling other white people racist. Like, all over the place. So much, like, virtue signaling shit. You can't just be calling people racist that, like, you don't agree with. Or, like, that has a different opinion than you. You just automatically calling them racist all over the place. All white people, too. I've yet to be called racist by one black person I know, or brown person, or whatever. All white people. not white people are calling me racist all the time, but I got called racist the other day on fucking Facebook. I was like, yo, what the fuck? Are you kidding? You know? Like, it's wild, dude. By just some random motherfucker. I don't know who the fuck it was. It was on some thread. But like that shit's happening all over the place. You need to chill, man. Can't be doing that. That just like makes everything 10 times worse. Like mislabeling people like that. I mean, it goes on all the time, obviously, but it's a problem. So yeah, we got Big Man. The Big Man SS on the show this week. He just did all those live streams for World of Drum and Bass. They were like the whole day or whatever he did. So we'll talk about that. See what he's got planned. World of Drum and Bass London is planned for October 3rd. As it stands, that's still going ahead. Far as I know. So we're gonna chop it up with that, about that, you know, whatever, man. We're just gonna do what I do on here, just have a chat. So something I was thinking about the other day, this is like completely off any topic I was just on, but it's drum and bass related. Like in the States, as a drum and bass, a US drum and bass artist, is it worth being on a booking agency anymore? I mean, I know I've heard those conversations with comics as well. Like a lot of the comedians podcasts that I listen to and shit, they have this discussion about why do I need somebody to book me shows? I can just handle that. So I don't know, you know, I think it's a legitimate question. Especially, I don't know, I'd say for most U.S. artists, there's a couple U.S. guys that probably it works out for, but I think for the most part, I'm wondering if it's a little bit of a dated thing at this point. I don't know. Just something random shit I thought about, you know, I don't fucking know, just a question. Let me know what you think about that shit. But like, I feel like there was a point where it was almost like a clout thing. Like it looks better to be on one. You know what I mean? But I don't know. I have to feel like that's kind of come and gone now. Because you build your own brand through your social media. So, you know, you were kind of attaching yourself to a brand, like an agency, to kind of get that credibility, I guess. But you can kind of build all that shit on your own social media now. So So you don't really need that. You make your fucking DJ page a fucking business page. You can take bookings. You can do all kinds of shit on there. So, yeah. Random fucking drum and bass bullshit that I just thought about. I don't fucking know why. I feel like I saw something like, I don't know, somewhere on Instagram. Just made me think about it. Yeah. What's up with the protests, though, man? And coronavirus, that's what I want to know. Especially after the WHO came out saying that shit. And now all these people have been gathered in these places for at least 2 weeks now. I'm just wondering where the outrage is. Or where the lockdown measures are. I mean, obviously, nobody gives a fuck about the lockdown measures when something like that goes down. So that's fair enough. But I'm just saying, like, I'm not talking about what's happening. I'm more talking about the lies that we've been told about it. I'm not talking about what anybody's doing. I'm talking about the lies that we've been told about it. Go out and do whatever the fuck you want. I'm just saying, so you told us this, and now we're witnessing mass gatherings of people that you have been preventing us from doing. No sports, no fucking shows, nothing, where you're gathered with a bunch of people. And now they're coming out slowly, you know, it's just like slowly trying to like lighten the blow of like, okay, it wasn't as serious as we thought. You know what I mean? I don't know. Why would the WHO come out and say that? And then they try to backtrack on it. And now we're seeing like this is like the Petri dish right now. And I don't know. I haven't seen it. I don't know. Maybe I'm not paying attention enough. I haven't seen any crazy like news stories about, oh shit, Minneapolis, you know, because that's where it all first kicked off. Some massive rise in coronavirus cases and they're getting like overwhelmed in their medical systems and shit. Food for thought, man. Just saying. Haven't seen it. Hope I didn't just clip the mic there. Sorry if I did. Sometimes I do with this mic. I don't know. Maybe I need to turn it down a bit. But yeah, I got the whole new little setup here, man. I went to Staples and spent a grip on the desk and shit that literally took me an entire day to build. Those fucking Allen wrench joints, man. They take forever. IKEA ones are easy to make, I feel like, but this shit was like a nightmare. But it worked out, looks dope. So hopefully when I get the video shit running, if I do, I don't know, I'm completely illiterate with all that shit, so I'm gonna have to get somebody to help me on that and figure out how to do all that shit. But I think that would add like a better element, you know? Audio is cool. I'm fine with just doing audio, but I think like, some people do both, so you gotta have both, you know. And then I, you know, we'll figure it out. I'm just figuring the shit out as I go, man. No plans. Like I said before, it's just like, oh yeah, I should do this now. I should do this now. What else is cracking? What else is cracking? I'ma jump on Facebook, bitch. Bad syntax is live right now. Not that it fucking matters because it's coming out on Monday. But shout out to the homie Bad Syntax. What else? Russia and China roll out 100% gold-backed currency. Okay. Over 1 million people signed petition for the KKK to be declared a terrorist group. I'm shocked that they haven't been called that already. Wow. That's interesting. I'm shocked on that, actually. I really don't pay attention to certain shit, man. Oh, here's a nice thing from the New York Post. Alternate reading of Mayan calendar suggests end of the world is next week. So, in case you were wondering, this is your last week to get it in. Yo, Facebook is wild, man. What else do we got here? I saw this earlier. Trump finalizes rule defining gender as a person's biological sex. I don't know what this means. I mean, I know what that headline means, but let's open this one up. The Trump administration on Friday finalized a regulation that defines gender as a person's biological sex, reversing an Obama-era rule aimed at protecting transgender people against sex discrimination in healthcare. Okay. I'm really too naive to even comment on that. But what would be the sex discrimination in healthcare? Aside from the actual surgery itself? You still got to get regular healthcare, what, no matter what you are. So the only thing I can think of is that it relates to getting the surgeries. I don't know, dude. Does that make any sense? Weird. I don't know what the fuck it means. I'm not going to go any further on that. I'm not going to even go any further on that, dude. There's so many Trump articles, man. A complete list of women who have accused Trump of sexual assault. What about... fuck that. I was about to do a whataboutism. I was going to say, what about all the little kids that Biden smelled their hair, dude? Oh, yeah. This King of Staten Island movie guy. I want to see this, man. Bill Burr's in that shit. This episode of the podcast brought to you by Stella Artois. So the Premier League is back next week. Arsenal gets back at it against Manchester City. It's going to be very strange with no fans. I was actually watching some clips the other day of a friendly that Arsenal played, and you can just, it's wild how you can hear them all yelling now, which is kind of dope, actually, that you can hear what's going on the field. But it's just not the same atmosphere. Even watching at home, it's not the same atmosphere. It's real quiet. Did you see that fucking Korean shit where they had the sex dolls in the stands? And they had them all socially distanced apart from each other. Those motherfuckers are wildin', man. They love dolls like that over there, I feel like. Or they just produce them really well. I don't know. It's like the anime shit. Jeez. Jesus. I haven't been paying attention to any of the protest stuff or anything. I've just been like, honestly, really blocking out the news. I'm watching I have the news on right now. It says Chaz residents. That's the thing in set. Chaz residents in dire need of essentials: cigarettes, tents, bedding, soy milk, and tofu. That's the 6-block radius and called Chaz in Seattle. Oh my God, they're calling them by these fucking names. Armed guards patrol borders to keep Chazians safe. Chazians, bro, this is on the fucking news right now. Are you fucking kidding me? What the fuck? What is happening? What is happening, man? What the fuck is happening? Chazians, man. I just read that on the fucking news. They took this place over 2 days ago. They called it Chaz, and they're already calling them fucking Chazians. Like they've been there for 300 years. Yo, fuck 2020, man. 2020 is fucked up, man. I mean, you kind of had to expect it, right? 2020, what a fucking year to be in. We're in the future, dude, and the future is fucked up. I'm one of those people, like, have you ever seen that meme? Like, I thought the 90s was like 10 years ago. I'm that guy. I still think it's like 2005. Or I think 2005 was 5 years ago. But it's fucking 2020, dude, and everything is popping off. Welcome to Chaz. Enjoy your stay. Dude. That is crazy, man. Chaz, bro. What does that mean? It means something autonomous zone. Definitely means that. I don't know what the CH stands for. Chaz demands abolish police and prisons. What else?
What else?
What the fuck, man? I saw the list of demands the other day. What's going to happen when nobody delivers supplies to those businesses that are there? Because they like took over the businesses and shit as well, I think, or some shit. I don't know. I'm full of shit, but something like that. They like made a deal with the business owners or something. I don't know. That's what I heard. Could be complete bullshit. But gee whiz, man. Chaz demands de-gentrification of Seattle. I mean, there's no way I don't know how you go back. You can't. I mean, what do you do? I don't know, bro. That's Chaz demands free college for all. Jesus, I'm watching this in real time right now. Sorry. I'm just looking at the list of the Chaz demands. Chaz.
Welcome to Chaz. Chaz. Chazzy.
DJ Chazzy Jeff. DJ Chazzy Chef. Hashtag DJ Chat. DJ Chazzy Jeff. Yeah. No. Chazzy Chef. Jesus Christ. Well, that wraps it up for part one of episode number 8 of the Vendetta Cast. Stay tuned for part two with the big homie DJ SS, Formation Records, World of Drum and Bass. You know the deal. Don't forget to use that discount code at uncommonbeing.com. Get 15% off the order with the discount code Vendetta, all caps. Use that shit, man. Get some tees. And yeah, we'll catch you on the next side, man. Side B. And that's me. Easy. Welcome to part two, episode number 8 of the Vendetta Cast featuring DJ SS. Quick update on Chaz. Chaz is now called Chop, in case you were wondering. So without further ado, actually today's June 16th. I did record the other bit on the 13th. So it's a couple more days in between than I would have liked, but it is what it is. So without further ado, we're going to get right into the call with Mr. DJ SS.
Yo,
what up, man?
What's happening, bro?
How are you doing?
Good, mate. Good. Staying positive in lockdown, being creative.
Yeah. Not watching the news?
Say again?
Not watching the news?
Nah, mate. Nah, I got no time for that. I'm getting it third hand. So it's keeping positive, you know?
Getting the Instagram news.
Yeah, not even that. Simon's my news reporter. It's my reporter.
he's on the news thing then.
What's going on now? anything else changed?
You heard about that guy in Atlanta that got shot by the cops?
Who?
Yeah, some dude in Atlanta. You heard that one?
No.
Yeah, when? Man. The other night, like at Wendy's, he like fell asleep in the drive-thru in his whip.
Yeah.
And somebody called the cops. They came. They did the whole breathalyzer, all that shit. And then, and so they were going to arrest him for drunk driving. And he like fought two cops. He punched one of them in the face, grabbed the cop's taser, ran off, and then turned around and shot the taser at the cops. And then the cops shot him.
Wow.
Yeah,
well,
bro.
You know,
pretty bad timing for some. Say what?
That's bad, realistically. But if you're risking resisting arrest, you're giving him an excuse, ain't you?
Yeah, I mean, and plus you take his weapon and you run away and then you shoot the weapon at the cop. I mean,
resisting arrest, yeah. Then they got a case.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
There's no debates. They're doing their job, man. That's not debatable.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So on that one, it's like, you know, but the other one, obviously, that shit was fucked. The George Floyd one. But yeah. Anyway.
No swearing on this podcast, bro. Don't put me out with no cursing on it. Let's just be clear. No.
All right. I won't curse with you. All right. Oh, well, let's curse it. There's cursing on the first bit, so you wouldn't be able to share it anyway.
Say again?
There's cursing on the first recording, so you won't be able to share it then.
Oh, no. So you recorded a load of stuff first, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. That's how I usually do like 30 minutes of myself just rambling, and then I do 30 minutes with a guest. So.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, man.
Man's bored. What, you got midlife crisis? Yeah?
Nah, bro. Nah, man. I've been plotting on doing it for a long time, and I was just like, now's the time to do it. I'm stuck at home.
Yeah, so I
started working on the basement and shit, and vibed it out. So
yeah, you got to do your thing, but you got to make sure the message is positive, man. People need to hear positive messages in these times. People don't want to be hearing about sadness, because they can hear that every day when they switch on the news. You know what I mean?
No, you're right. Yeah, yeah. I try to keep it light. I'm not too dark or negative, I don't think, so far.
Yeah, I know what you're like, man.
Nah, bro. I think it's been pretty well rounded, man. So, you know,
yeah,
it hasn't been too bad.
Yeah, it's good though. Somebody else hit me up yesterday about the same thing, doing one.
Oh yeah,
because it's the live streams and that, and I said, yeah, I want to do one that speaks about the scene and music and this and that.
Yeah, I'm kind of doing that. You know, I'm just like, it's something different, especially for the States. There's nothing really. You know, you get to hear and talk to artists like you or whoever, you know, like that. You don't really get to hear a conversation like that normally.
Yeah, for real. So, yeah, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah, it's a good little look. I mean, people, that's what people are into now, you know, so. Yeah, it's like I try to, like how Joe Rogan has like his comedian friends on there. It's kind of like that, you know what I mean? Like, and then they talk about comedy or whatever the fuck. Oop, sorry, man.
Yo,
it doesn't matter. It's already a wrap, man. You can't post it anyways. I don't know why I'm trying to censor myself now.
Yeah, no, but still. I'm associated to it. So I'm agreeing with it. So you can't, when you're talking to me, your part's cool, but when you're doing my part...
Fine. I got you.
Oh, I can't do it wrong, bro.
Scolding me on my own podcast, bro. Like, unbelievable.
You know what I'm saying? If I interview the next man and the next man said that to me, I've got to respect the next man's wishes, bro. That's what it's like out here.
No, nah, I know. I know. I got you. Won't happen again, sir.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. So what's up with the World of Drum and Bass, man? You're going to do the London thing?
Yeah, we're doing a London thing. Probably be the first London party that goes on. And it's been well received, but there's still, even when I'm speaking to artists, the agents are telling me that they're not to plan nowhere this year, which I think
really?
Is sick. You know what I mean? I'm like, are you serious? You guys are waiting till next year.
What, all the way through winter, fall, all that?
Yeah, all that nonsense. And to me, it's silly, but we're doing our festival in
AC,
Bulgaria, mate. That's in August.
Yeah, I was going to mention that as well, yeah. And that's going ahead, no problems. I'm sure they're not bugging about it.
100% already. They're doing events already. You've got to understand this. my boy's doing events in China for May.
Yeah, so I've seen that.
I'm weighing this thing up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm weighing it up from the crisis center, the epicenter, from where this started and where they're at. So that's how you've got to judge it. I know American England will be slightly longer because we didn't shut down our borders till later when we should have shut down our borders. But you still got to look at you've got to look at the evidence and the basis, and they got it sorted within a time period. So should the rest of us in Europe, everything's open, mate.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So to talk about next year, probably big festivals and stuff, yeah. 100%, because they take major planning. People have done major investments already.
Right.
Cancelling festivals. Mate, people lost thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of pounds.
Millions.
Just on the planning. You know what I mean?
Millions. Ultra, all the big, huge festivals.
Yeah.
You know, like...
Yeah.
But they didn't... apparently, they didn't return the money on the tickets or something. Ultra.
An Ultra.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised on all of them, because they would have spent half of it paying deposits, and you got to remember.
Yeah, exactly.
Ultra,
yeah.
When they cancelled Ultra, they would have been setting up Ultra already.
Yeah.
Yeah. The week before, bro, you know, I go to Miami and they're planning that thing. Take that site takes 2 weeks.
Yeah.
To set up,
to build.
So
yeah.
They would have invested all that money, as long as they say this ticket will be valid for next year or the
right.
next event.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because they already paid the deposit to the artists as well.
Yeah, the artists, and trust me, setting up something like all technically, that's probably £1 million just to set up the site.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah.
And put the stages in and all that. And all them people that you employ want 50% deposit. So people got to understand, realistically, the promoter's not taking the money and putting it in their pockets.
No, yeah, yeah.
And going on holiday, they're vested in the product. And this is not down to the promoters, why is it cancelled? So people have to understand
right.
that reasoning. It's not down to promoters. This is a world, the natural disaster, basically.
Yeah.
So we all suffer as one, and we all move forward as one, you know?
Yeah, remember when you were in Canada telling me it was going to be all good?
Yeah, mate, but you got to understand, Canada was wicked.
I know.
Parties were fire, bro.
I know. I'm just saying that. Yeah, it just came. Yeah. It came so crazy then. Like it was like right before you were about to come here, it like took off and it just got so insane, dude.
Yeah, it's when Trump made that speech on Thursday night. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wednesday night it was. We was on a night flight from Victoria. So he made that speech and I was like, yeah, cool. So by the time we got to Montreal, I was like, it's gonna go crazy.
Yeah.
And I spoke to Simon, he was like, yes, I don't think I can come. I said, what do you mean? And I was screwing, because I'm thinking, no, we got the show in New York, you gotta come. And I was vexed, bro. And I did speak to him.
Yeah.
And then I spoke to my agent, Tanya, and she says, oh, you got to listen to his reason why he don't want to come. And then I called him up. And I started thinking, because you got to remember, we're in the middle of it. The tour, wicked.
Yeah.
The airport,
yeah.
Problem. The shows are busy. So we're not seeing the bigger picture.
Right.
And then I was on the phone to him. And then I got this feeling like, yo, something just like clicked.
Yeah.
And I was thinking to him and I realized that this thing is crazy. Because I kind of thought to myself, yo, I don't feel right. I'm in a hotel.
Right.
And I'm thinking, yo, if I get sick out here, I'm quarantined in a hotel. I'm finished.
Yeah. you wouldn't have been finished, but you would have been stuck there for a long time.
Well, and then it was the space of that Thursday night. It was that Thursday night. We done the event and I spoke to the artist and said, boy, I think I might have to cancel. What do you think? They went, yeah. We didn't, by Friday morning, like seven of the shows got pulled in America.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, bam, 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 bam. Yeah. In the space of like 12 hours. So we just said, we've got to pull it.
Yeah.
It makes no sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, no. It's all right over here. But you know how the tour works.
Yeah.
It works as a cell. It don't work as an individual party. We can't say we're going over there and not going over there. We've got to do the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or it doesn't work. And people have to understand the way we do our deals. And most people know that they're getting bargains cheap-wise.
Yeah.
It's because it flows. We do so many shows to compensate the artist and
right.
help the promoters. It's not just one gig here, one gig there.
No, it's all a cycle. It all makes sense off the last thing, basically.
Yeah, 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 So it's just, it was just unfortunate. And we was like, August, yeah. I'm like, yeah, cool. Like, yeah. I was saying to you, August. Yeah. I know probably New York might have struggled, but the rest were like, hey, then all this thing happened.
Mm.
All this madness happened. And it's putting this thing back to at least, if it's coming, if we can't get okay by at end of August, September, then we've just got to push it back till next year.
Yeah, I mean, realistically, yeah. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
There'll be
it's
no,
too late and it's too risky.
Yeah, right? There'll be no point in doing it and pushing the limit on something of that size.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying. We have to do it properly. We got to, because we want to do August just to help people have some sense of, yeah, we got through this.
Right, yeah.
We're here now. You know what I mean? And give them some positivity. But the thing is not positive now. What's going on in the world is not positive.
It's not at all.
And it's going to be second waves of this thing. If this thing is true,
There's
going to be second waves of this. America's going to hit such a second wave. It's ridiculous. Yeah.
That's what they say, you know. But then they got this guy, Dr. Fauci, the head guy over here, the CDC guy or whatever, saying he's saying that he doesn't think there's going to be a second wave. The World Health Organization's coming out and saying, oh, well, asymptomatic people don't really transfer it. It's like all this backwards information. Nobody really knows what to believe. So,
I spoke to my friend, where is he again? He's in Phoenix, and they was cool. He's like, yo, Phoenix is cool. They started to just, slowly. And then after this thing, 2 weeks later, the cases have started rising.
Yeah.
So they're getting the first wave. Because they didn't really get the first wave. Because it was like, mellow. But when all this process, he said it's getting crazy over here.
Mm.
More death, more fatality. So they're catching, some of them people are getting first waves.
Think about the situation with the protests even though. So these protests have been going on for longer than 2 weeks now.
Yeah.
Right. So this is thousands and thousands of people mingling in the streets. You know, they say that there's a 14-day incubation period on the virus. So after 14 days, you know if you definitely have it or not. And they're not reporting any kind of crazy numbers coming out of these cities that are having these huge protests.
Yeah.
So it's like,
but there's two reasons for that. Yeah.
Trump's about to have a rally, bro. He's about to have a rally with like 19,000 people. I mean, it's out of control. Everything's out of control, man. It's crazy.
In LA, I've seen a million people on the street, bro.
That's what I mean.
It's ridiculous. It's insane. But what you got to understand, when the virus first comes, the first infection is crazy. The second wave is going to be a slot. Because the body and it's, your system gets immune to certain things. We all have. So the second wave is going to be different. They reckon now, I spoke to somebody today, and the doctors are being told, watch October.
Because
it's cold season. Yeah. Because this thing incubates. They reckon you're not going to notice it now because the weather's getting hotter and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So watch October. That's when you're going to get the second wave of this thing. That's what they're saying. They're being told. Because in England, they're doing a furlough system where they're paying, that people are getting paid 70-80% of their wages, basically. Wow.
Everyone.
Yeah. Everybody that works.
Have they held their job, though, for when it goes back to normal? Or?
Yeah. When it gets back to normal. But you got to remember, a lot of businesses are shutting down. They can't even support it.
Yeah.
So now, they've done 80% of wages from March, April, May. June, from August, it drops down to 70%.
Right.
So they're extending it to October. So if the government are saying this 4 months before, they're extending, paying people 70% of their wages, they're not planning for this thing to be normal till October.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? So they know something that we don't know.
Of course,
And this was before the protests.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? So they know something. Because they're paying out, you're talking bazillions.
How's that working out for DJs and artists over there then?
Because
you guys are in the
no money until May. But if you're self-employed and you've done your books for 3 years,
right?
Yeah. If you submitted your books, then they worked off your percentage of your income was.
Right.
So we got a one-off payment in May. And they said they're going to do another one in August. So it covers the 3 months and 3 months. So if you've paid a lot of tax, you're getting a good amount of money. If you've not paid no tax, you ain't done no books, you ain't getting
right.
Money.
Are they paying that weekly or are they paying like a big lump sum?
It's a bump. The self-employed. employees is not, because it's hard to judge. So they pay, they're paid at some. In May, they pay basically 3 months. You know what I mean? Three months kind of wages. Paid. And then in August, they're going to do the same thing, probably pay 3 months wages. But if you're running a business and you're still earning money, you don't get nothing.
Right.
Basically. You know what I'm saying? If you're, there's loads of thing here, but if you're, the best thing that's happened, anybody that was employed, they're getting 80% of their wages, bro.
That's crazy. Yeah. I mean, it's the same here, but they only gave, they gave $1,200 and then like, if you're on if you're on unemployment, sorry, if you're on unemployment, they were giving out an extra $600 on top of that. So it was 600, like whatever your, they base it off your wage as well. So you know, say whatever, like my wife was getting $600 when they laid her off. And then every Monday she was getting an additional $600. So she was making like $1,200 for 13 weeks, a week. That's double what she was making at work.
You see what I'm saying? It's crazy. In Canada, they're paying them $2,000, bro. Straight off. Everybody got a statute of $2,000, mate.
Canadian. Wow.
Just like that, bam. Yeah. No thing. Because they couldn't work it out. They said, we're going to give everybody, it's a scheme. You kind of get a scheme where the government pays you, or you get to another scheme where you work to pay. So basically, based on your wages, if you're looking for a job, you can do more, and it's crazy. They're paying out silly money in Canada.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you got to think about all these governments paying out. It's never been done in history.
I know.
Yeah? World War One, World War Two, you know, this crisis, that crisis.
The Great Depression.
Never been done. Yeah, you get me? Great Depression. It's never been done in history. So for them to make that decision to pay out bazillions now.
Yeah.
Just something's not right.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
No, the whole thing is not right. There's a bunch of like, you could just go down the rabbit hole of how much dodgy shadiness is going on, man.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah. Even within the protests and stuff, there's like little like units of people doing crazy, wild stuff. Like just to make it worse, you know what I mean? Like on purpose, just to rally everybody up.
Yeah. It's kind of like something that's been politically orchestrated.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, it was just, and it was so quick how it happened.
Yeah.
It was like planned. It was just too planned.
That's what I mean. Everything has gone too seamlessly since this virus thing took off. You know, it's like all the virus. Now everyone's got to stay inside. We got to shut down the businesses. Everybody's business is done. Oh, now there's a race war in the streets. I mean, what is happening, man? You know,
it's insane, bro.
It's
insane. But you know, from a biblical perspective, doesn't matter what's going on, doesn't matter what they're saying, we know what we believe. So,
Let me take that back. It's not an actual race war, but it's like it's like being pushed that way. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Of course, it's being politically correct.
Right.
Pushed in a direction, because it's going on the music. You see what's happening on drum and bass now.
Yeah, I know.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
People are getting ousted and all this nonsense. And I'm just like, I'm not in it. I was in this thing from day one.
Yeah.
And the reason I came into hardcore racing, because it was unified.
Yep.
It wasn't segregated. We always won together. And that was the beauty of it. So don't come to me 30 years trying to put no politically, racial,
exactly, yeah.
Politics in this music. Yep. I don't want to hear it.
No, even when I got into it in '97, bro, going to all the raves in London, it was every kind of person in there.
And
it was like, it was a vibe, like because of that. You know what I mean? I'm sure, like back in the day, like white kids might have been shook to go to certain rap concerts or whatever, or black kids would never go to a country concert or whatever. You know what I mean? Like. But like drum and bass was like everybody was in there, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And that's what it is. And now it's predominantly white in UK, because it's, you know, the black people are not feeding the music.
Right.
You know what I mean? They're hearing grime and garage, and the girls are going to them places. You know, now it's just full of middle class ravers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not this thing. I've had two debates with two major operations. One today and one yesterday. I can't even mention names, but the biggest people in this game.
Right.
Yeah. And I've explained to them, because why do you think? And they're panicking because their business is getting affected, you know?
Yeah.
Certain targeting. And I said to them, don't watch the race. This is not a racial divide.
Right.
It's a social divide.
Yeah.
The middle class against the average working man. Because you only, it's what you're portraying. You might not intentionally do that, but that's what you're portraying. You only got to look on your websites and you only got to look at that.
Mm.
And you don't see the I don't like the jump up thing that's going on.
Right.
I it's not my thing. But they've made massive waves and it's been amazing what they've done.
Yeah.
So they need to be represented. They're not represented on none of them major sites.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's a social thing. You go on a load of them sites and you see very few of the generational soldiers that made this thing.
Right.
For one foundation. You don't see that. So they're painting a picture of, you know, certain clientele. The yuppie, like, you know, the certain sort, the yuppie.
Yeah.
The yuppie kind of look. And it's like, yo, no, you're kind of beneath us.
Right.
That's the picture they're portraying, yeah?
Yeah.
And I told them, I said, you know what, you're right. We didn't realise that. I said, yeah, but you got to understand, you got to show the true picture.
Mm.
You got to show all from the foundation to what's going on now.
100%.
The start and the end.
Yeah.
You just got the middle, upper classy thing.
Yeah, it's because the people that get into it now, they see that and then they... like Frost actually had said the same thing about like people who saw that DMB Arena doc, like they see that and they take that as the gospel because they're young and they're misinformed, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's kind of like the same thing.
Yeah. And I spoke to them today. I had a conversation to them today and they admitted, they said, really, that was an outside source that came and done that. Realistic. It was an outside project. That project should have been finished 4 years ago.
Right.
And it was called 20 Years of Drum and Bass Arena. They just got it done and finished because they had time to finish it now. It's time to put it out and change the name.
They should have kept the name. they should have kept the original
that's
name.
What I'm saying. And that's what I said to them. Your biggest mistake is you made that the drum and bass documentary.
Right.
It should have been just about your company.
Yeah.
Your brand. Then it's from you. Then it's from your perspective.
From your perspective and what you want to push.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like when I do a world drum and bass thing. It's from my perspective and what I've seen. Yeah,
right.
We all got to tell our own story. So there's nothing wrong with the documentary itself. He just didn't tell the picture of the title.
Right.
That's the only thing that was wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He didn't tell the picture of the title and it missed. But you got to remember, I was with Drum and Bass Arena first. I was their first artist.
Yeah, that's what Frost told me. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I was the very first artist, mate. And they have the conversation with my man. He said, look, if it weren't for Formation, Drum and Bass Arena would hardly exist.
Right.
They built my website.
Yeah.
I gave them my website, so they got the knowledge and understanding from that. And he recognized it. And I'm like, yeah, cool. And he was kind of disappointed that I weren't reached out to correctly. He was like gutted about it, to be fair. And I'm like, it's cool, mate.
Yeah.
Because we all got to tell our own story. It's not that. It's like you've got such a big platform that people think you're the gospel.
Yeah.
That's the only thing.
Exactly, yeah.
Picture, yeah. You're once you set your own base, you know, or UKF say something, that's gospel.
Yeah, so especially for the kids.
Right picture
for the kids.
The base.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, because somebody like me or the average older head looks at that and they're like, "Oh, you missed all this shit." But like some young kid who's watching it, they're like, "Oh, wow, like this is what it's all about." You know what I mean?
And it's just coming to it 5 years ago and like, yeah, wow.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's all good. But it's like you do a hip hop documentary, you can't miss up Kool-Aid Flurk and Grandmaster Flash and
you can't
go to KRS-One or you get me?
Yeah.
You've got to start from the start, bro.
For sure, yeah.
And show the picture where how hip hop was created.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
The house party vibe, you've got to tell the true story so people that get into it can connect to it. And that was just it's basic. That's only the only thing wrong with that was the title, the name.
Right.
That's the only major thing that was wrong.
Yeah, I mean they should have they should have kept that original name, man. That would have been a much
and they know that and you know it's all love.
Yeah.
But what they done was amazing job what they put together because they invested a lot of money.
No, it was well done. I enjoyed it. I didn't hate on it. It was good for what it was, but you know, obviously I know that some things should have been in there. A lot of things should have been in there.
just about you got to look at the American thingy.
Yeah.
I watched a bit of it and the thingy is sick.
Yeah,
it's
sick.
I guarantee they missed out loads of people.
Yeah, they did.
I guarantee they would have.
They did, and they also waited way too long to put it out, so it was dated.
Yeah.
Super dated and
Yeah.
You know, they recorded that thing in like, I don't know, 2011, 12 or something.
Yeah. Exactly. So they missed out this last 8 years.
Almost a decade. Yeah.
Yeah. They missed out all these last years. But yeah. They what they portrayed at the time was brilliant.
Yeah, they did it proper.
I think certain things were, you know, but a lot of it was missed out. I heard Dom weren't even in it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Things like that, you know, the whole, and that's what happens because people tell the story for their own eyes. Yeah?
Yeah.
And they think they have the good intentions. Yeah, let's do a drum and bass documentary. Let's do this. Let's do that. But they don't understand.
The scale, they don't understand the scale of what they need to include.
Yeah, the scale and the importance. Them things to do something like that, it's gonna take 5 years. That we wanted, we're doing a world drum and bass one.
Yeah.
I've got to plan 5 years to do it, mate.
Yeah.
To tell the proper story, I've got to look 5 years, and I've got footage going back from yesteryear.
Yeah.
You get me?
Yeah.
And still, I still need to get another 2 years worth of footage to go and fill in the gaps where I'm not filled in. I need to go and find out what these jump up kids are doing.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need to go in the deep and see where they're coming from. Because I've been oblivious to it because we done that thing 15 years ago.
Right.
20 years ago, that jump up thing.
Yeah.
And to me, to hear it now and done averagely, you know what I mean? I'm not saying the producers are average, but mate, with the technology now and the sound and now, you can do, make that thing a bit more advanced.
Yeah.
That's my only dilemma. It's not the people that are making it. It's just, I'm listening to them. They just sound like intros.
Right.
It sounds lazy to me. To me, it sounds lazy. You know, as a producer, as a new kid, it's the hype thing.
Yeah.
As a producer, I'm putting...
You there? Yo, S.
I can hear you, man.
Yeah, you're there. Yeah, you muted out for a minute. We got 2 minutes left anyways, though.
So,
are you doing any more World DMB live streams coming up?
Yeah, we've got Home Invasion Volume 3. We're doing that. It's going to be July 31st. We're always trying to push the boundaries. We're doing a World Drum and Bass Puerto Rico.
Nice.
We're going to be doing like weekly thing. So we're doing a takeover with them. I think it's July 4th. And just, you know, we're just keeping it active and moving. I think that's the way forward. Thinking about it. They approached me to do it. So I'm like, yo, if we can't do the tour, let's go into their front rooms and show them something that they're missing properly.
Definitely. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's the way to do it.
New York one.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
We should do one. Yeah. So you got those ones and then you got the London show at Steel Yard, right? I got 1 minute left.
Yeah. October the 3rd. That's big. Everybody around the world, we want to bring you all together. We've got Moscow September the 25th, a week before with Noise Yard. It's probably one of the last shows. We're in Bay City Festival in August, which is 13, 14, and 15.
In Bulgaria.
So we're just keeping it moving, you know?
Cool, man. Well, I appreciate you doing this, bro.
Yeah, no. Love. It's nothing but love with family, mate.
Yeah, you know the deal.
Yeah.
All right, bro. I'll speak to you soon then, man. Thank you.
All right. No, nice one. Stay blessed,
bro. All right, bro.
Stay blessed.
Easy. All right, y'all, that's a DJ SS, the big man himself, Formation Records, World of Drum and Bass, you know the deal. Signing out, myself, Digger Bruckshot. We'll see you on episode number 9. Easy.